Hello, this is 5 minutes to Prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 799. What a beautiful number, but it's not meant for gambling or lotto. So let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold, and that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1, which says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And I always first yet say that you've not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then it continues, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we've been talking about the death of Christ. We've looked at the physical events that led to the death. One on the revelator, and come to Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, pay attention to my word." We've done that. We've gone in depth into that. Now we are in Mark 11. Jesus cursed the fig tree. The disciples came back and said, "Master, Master, the fig tree that I cursed is still is dead." And Jesus answered, said something profound in Mark 11:23, which we have been looking at. And that is how we're ending. Tomorrow we'll end the series on the finished work, and then we'll start something else. I've told you that thing which we're going to start, please don't miss it. You shouldn't miss it. You will enjoy every bit of it. It'll be like music to your ears, and it will really enter your heart and do something for you, something great. Okay, so we said in the last previous episode that even though we are calling things that be not as though they were, it doesn't mean that we are lazy bones. No, we know that what we're calling forth are things that are not yet manifest in our lives, but are written in the word that belong to us, that through the death of Christ they have happened for us. And I've said so many of them, healing inclusive, that you were healed, no, you are or will be, that but that you, it's been done already, and that if there is any oppression in your life, you ought to rebuke it. If there is any depression, anything that is not of God, anything that smells of the devil, stop it in the name of Jesus. We're calling things that are not yet manifest in your life as though they were. Oh, hallelujah. Okay, so today I want us to go look again at the, like, I want to give you an example of calling things that be not as though they were, and seeing to it that whatever is necessary for you to do, you do it. For example, your marriage is suffering, or there is a little hitch here or there, or you can't wrap your mind around, but it's not like how it used to be. And it's like people say, we are growing apart, everybody's going there. I don't know how that happens. I shouldn't say that about that, but I'm saying I don't know why, how that happens. But that you stick to God's word. As far as it lies with you, you will live in peace with every man, isn't it? And even with your husband, and even with your wife. So you're calling your marriage, how would you do it? Thank God that my marriage is healed, that the two are one, that God, you've joined us together. Nothing will separate us. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. I call my marriage healed. I call my marriage happy. I call my marriage blessed. I say that my marriage will not be like when you begin to talk. You are calling the things that be not as though they were. So when you finish this, this is not the time that they say you tie your face. You know, tie your face. Where you tie your face frown, big frown on your face. What happened yesterday? What your spouse did you didn't like? You still have it, and you are going morose around in the house as if you drank bitter lemon. Then you're not helping yourself. You are not working at it. You call the things that be not as they were, and you also go to work. Now, what are the things you're going to study in the next topic? In the next list ever, in the next topic is Genesis 1 and 2. Amazing thing is that when you look at Genesis 1 and 2, you see that God did a lot of work. How many days did God work? 6 days. He worked for 6 days. And in Genesis 2, it says that now after God had worked for 6 days, he rested on the seventh day. Six is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. One is a single one. So when Jesus came and the Pharisees kept hammering on the Sabbath day, they kept talking about the Sabbath day, kept talking, Jesus was rebuking. They said, listen, you all go to work. Even when your donkey falls into a ditch, you will go and take that donkey out. But how come that you don't want a daughter of Abraham? You don't want her loose from her infirmities? Because it is Sabbath. They turned their attention on one day and put everything on one and forgot about 6 days of work. So you will have to twig as you're calling things that be not as though they were, to also know that there is work for you to do. There is something you have to do. Yes, something to be done when you are calling things that be not as though they were. You don't fold your hand. You don't lie in bed and say, I'm going to sleep. You don't do that. Everything that you ought to do, you do it. Books that have to be read, you read them. Studies that have to be done, you do them. Going out to go and call and visit people that you need, you will do them. Whilst you are calling the things that be not, that they should manifest. Hallelujah. Oh, this is your life. You are so blessed. Come back for more. The final one.